speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Please define and refute the gap theory and the day-age theory. The gap theory says that there is a gap that takes place, turning your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, that there is a gap in time that takes place between Genesis chapters 1, verses 1 through verse 3. In the beginning, verse 1, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. Those who hold to the gap theory say that the earth was not formless and void, but rather that the earth became formless and void. These individuals contend that God created the earth and then He backed away from it for eons and eons of time. And having backed away from it then, it did as what, I guess, other things that we might experience in our life. I'll give an illustration. It's been several months, in fact, about 6 months, since I've been under our house in the crawl space. When I was last under there, it was all clean and clear. There were no spiders. Yesterday, I got under it, and it became a place that I did not want to be. Why? Because it set, and it deteriorated. Well, individuals who hold or contend to the gap theory, they say that the earth, because God backed away from it, because He did not give it any attention, it became formless and void, and then He had to come back in and recreate the earth at whatever time then Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3 would pick up. The day-age theory is a little bit different. The day-age theory says that there is a distance between the days and night. A day, they say, is not a literal 24-hour day, but rather a day represents eons and eons in time. Why would people want to do this? They do that because they want to harmonize the geological time with the days of Genesis, with the Genesis creation account. Why would somebody want to do that? Well, because they want to hold to theistic evolution. Well, what is a theistic evolutionist? A theistic evolutionist, theos meaning God, they want to believe in God, but at the same time they want to hold to theories or tenets of evolution. And the only way in which they are able to do that is if they're able to in some way to mesh them together. And hence, they've developed these theories in order to, in their mind, accomplish it. Neither of these theories find biblical support. The Bible, in no sense, would indicate that the earth became formless and void, but rather it was formless and void immediately after God created it. And I'm going to present Hebrew terms that I think help to validate this. Also, whenever it comes to the day-age theory, I believe that God knew full well that man would try to put forth theories that would refute Him or that would try to tear Him apart. Take into consideration the word that is used for day in the book of Genesis in the creation account. The Hebrew word there is yom. And that same word is used over in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. In verse 11, Israel is given an order concerning their Jewish work calendar. It says, "For in 6 days you will labor and do all your work. The seventh day is the day of rest." That word day, in 6 days you will labor. Guess what that word is? Yom. Did the Jews understand that they were going to labor for eons and eons and eons of time before they were going to get a rest? Absolutely not. They would have understood that to have meant a literal 24-hour day. 6 days, 24 hours within each day. And when we take and apply that then back over in Genesis chapter 1 to the creation week, I believe that we have God telling us that those days represented 24-hour days. Hebrew terminology, and I'm not sure that I'm going to pronounce this word correctly, heyeth or heyah, is presented by those within the gap theory that it represents became versus was. If you look to the language in the Hebrew term, it is in a tense that indicates what the earth was at the time in which it was created versus it becoming something. So when we think in regard to this idea, as the Hebrew word itself would help us to understand, it certainly identifies as that the earth was without form and void. Why? Because God had not operated in that sense to bring forth form and mankind to the earth. He was going to do that as they move forward in the creation week. The next is Tau Va Ba'u, if I'm pronouncing that remotely correctly, is the words waste and void. If you look into the wording here in the Hebrew language, Tau means unformed. More times than not, it's used as unformed. And then Ba'u is empty. Well, why do we present this? Because this actually lines up with the way in which it is translated in our English language. So, not only do we find is that God gives us definitions concerning Yom, day representing the literal 24-hour day. He explains it in that way. But also God uses or He employs terminology that if we look into the etymology or the history of these words and the context of which they were used during that time frame, then we're able to properly deduce is that the gap theory and the day-age theory do not hold any weight or any support in the Scripture.